Listen to this beautiful hadith of a man, again, to give you hope about actions that sometimes they don't have to be physical, but they can be in your heart. Here is a very good example of which earned one of the Sahabas the title of being one of the those promised paradise. But without mentioning, we don't know his name. He was one of the Ansar. One of the Ansar. We know who the Ansar are? Yes? We all know the Ansar? Put your hand up if you know who the Ansar are, so I don't explain who they are. Hands up if you don't know who the Ansar is. Very good. As long as there's one person, I will explain. The Ansar were the people who followed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and gave him victory, but they didn't live in Mecca, they lived in Medina. There were a number of tribes, and they welcomed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to migrate from Mecca to Medina. They gave him victory, and that is where in their land, in Medina, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam built his masjid, and Islam grew from there. That was the cell of the state of Islam. They were called the Ansar. They were the Aus and Khazraj tribes, and around them, seven other tribes. These people, the Ansar, were very special. They used to put anyone else in need before themselves, even though they were more in need than them. And this is how Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, He tells us that sometimes a good action that you do can be multiplied because of your intention, as opposed to an action that could be the size of a mountain in the eyes of people, but it's only worth an atom to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because a person does it for the wrong reason. Or a person may donate. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person donates a little bit, but they are in need of that money. Then a person donating a lot and they are rich in money. Which one's reward is greater? The one done while they are in need. This is Sahih Hadith. A person donating, helping, giving a form of charity while they are in need, their reward is greater than the one who is very, very comfortable in wealth and gives a little bit more than that person. So the reward increases or decreases depending on the situation of the person, the place where you are, the intention. This particular Sahabi, this Ansari, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi, in his masjid. And then he turned after, I think, just before Salat al-Dhuhr or al-Asr, and he said to them, سَوْفَ يَطْلَعُ عَلَيْكُمْ رَجُلٌ سَوْفَ يَطْلَعُ عَلَيْكُمْ رَجُلًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Very soon, a man is about to appear in front of you. He is one of the people of paradise. All the Sahabas are there. Umar radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr, Uthman, Ali radiallahu anhu, Mus'ab ibn Umayr, Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, Amr ibn al-As, Bilal radiallahu anhu, all these great companions are sitting there. Fatima radiallahu anha, Aisha radiallahu anha, all these companions are sitting there. And they're all waiting. Who is this person? Suddenly a man from the Ansar came out and he was dripping water because of wudu. So everyone thought, is it the wudu? No. The next day, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the same thing. سَيَطْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ رَجُلًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Again, the same Ansari came out. On the third day, he said it again, the same Ansari came out. One of the companions, who was he? Abdullah ibn Amr? No. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As? رَضِيَ اللَّهُ. He said, wallahi, tonight I will follow this person to go and have a look at what he does more than us so that I may copy him so I may be one of the people of paradise. What is Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As focusing on, brothers and sisters? The deeds, the outside actions, isn't that correct? What he's about to discover is something opposite to that. So he went there and he made up this story to him and said, you know, I had a little disagreement with my father and we agreed that I'm just going to sleep outside. Obviously, he told him the truth after the three nights. But in those three nights, he looked at him and found that that day, Abdullah ibn Amr al-As was fasting. And he was known for his intense fasting. The Sahabi was not fasting. So he thought to himself, well, I guess it's not the fasting which he beat us with, because I'm fasting more than him. He kept it to himself. That night, he wanted to pray Qiyam. So he wanted to stay up and not go to sleep and pray. The Ansari went to sleep. Subhanallah. And then just before Fajr, the Sahabi stood up, the Ansari, and he prayed. Tahajjud. He said to himself, well, I guess it's not the night prayer. That's another one. The next morning, he kept watching his actions. He was doing everything every other Sahabi did, if probably even less. On the third day, he was about to leave because the Arabs, and also in Islamic, yani from the Sunnah, is to look after your guest for 3 days and three nights maximum. We should not burden the host more than 3 nights and 3 days. I don't know about the West, you know, they sit in that house 2-3 hours and I don't know what we feel after that. Huh? When's he going to leave? I've got to go to shopping right now. See, the wife now is going to give me a headache. Tayyib, we gave you the ahwi, we gave you the shoy, the tea and everything. Time to leave. No. So what happened? On the third day, he climbed up on his horse and was about to leave and he said to him the truth. Listen, I didn't have anything wrong between me and my father. Honestly, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this about you and I came to learn what is it that you do of more actions than us that made you earn this title of being of the people of paradise. He said, wallahi, what you saw of me is it. That's it. There's nothing else. So Abdullah ibn Abd al-As was going miserably, you know, sort of sad. I didn't get to know. Then the man called him back. He said to him, come. He said, you know what? There's something that I do, maybe, that cannot be seen. There isn't a night that I go to sleep before my eyelids shut, except that I judge my heart. And any person, any mu'min on the face of the earth who I have a problem with, a grudge, a hatred, a jealousy, an envy, an ill feeling, I can silence it. And I get rid of it. And I do not sleep until my heart is clear. And that's when Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As said to him, this is the reason why the Prophet ﷺ said you are from the people of paradise. Ya Ikhwan, we always focus on the actions on the outside, but let us not forget the actions of the heart. It is the actions of the heart which make a person a believer or a disbeliever. It is the actions of the heart which make a person's actions the size of a mountain or the size of an egg. It is the heart. And this gives us good tidings and bad tidings. It gives us good news because there are people who are unable, for example, to donate as much as other people. There are people who want to go to Hajj, for example, and they're still unable. There are people who want to fast, but their health is so bad they can't fast, so they think that they've lost out on all these rewards. There are people who look at other people and think, subhanAllah, they've got more knowledge than me in the deen. So how lucky they are, they get to practice more than me and their actions are better than mine. And little old me, and I'm sitting here, all I know is a few ayat from the Quran. I know, you know, how to pray 5 times a day and I barely know the sunnahs and how much they are. I'm learning, man, I'm struggling. There are people who can read the Quran, mashallah, look at them, memorize the whole Quran. And they recite it better than me. And here I am still struggling to recite Al-Fatiha. There are people, you know, you think like that, yeah? But on the other hand, have you forgotten that maybe their heart is different to yours? Maybe their heart will make them, when they're reading the Quran is cursing them. It could be that their heart, when they are praying, the salat afterwards, it cries. And the angel comes down, as in the hadith, and they fold the prayer like a piece of ragged clothing. And the prayer cries. And the angel hits you across the face with it. And the prayer says, ضيعك الله كما ضيعتني. May Allah lose you as you have lost me. Because the intentions were wrong.